Welcome once again to Writers' Voices with Monica and Carolyn on KRUU-FM 100.1, the voice of Fairfield, Iowa. And I'm your host, Monica Hadley, and with me today, as always, and I hope for a long, 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 long time to come, is my mom, Carolyn Kilborn.
And welcome to a beautiful day.
Oh, yeah. It's about time, isn't it?
Yes, we deserve this. We really do. But, you know, everyone that I saw on the street looked happier, and many people spoke about the fact the sun was shining. It's just one of those things, you know?
Well, it's true, isn't it, that without the rain, we wouldn't appreciate the sunshine.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I hadn't thought about that.
Well, today is April 23rd, I believe.
No.
I'm off a week.
27th.
It's the 27th, April 27th. I got confused because we missed last week. We had a recorded show on last week because I was flying my way to Dallas to see my daughter and do some other things down there, but we're back. So it's April 27th if you're listening to this live, and if you're listening to our rebroadcast, it's probably Monday morning, bright and early. So good morning to those of you who are listening in the future. Our guest today is Janet Bray Atwood, the author of The Passion Test. Welcome, Janet.
Hi, welcome to me and welcome to you,
Caroline.
We're very happy to have you.
Very happy.
I'm happy you're having me too.
Yes. Good, good. Well, we really appreciate you coming down to the station today because we get to talk not only about your book and your life as a writer, but also about your upcoming workshop, which is, as I understand, a fundraiser for the Women for Women's project for the Crisis Center in Ottumwa, which is an absolutely wonderful cause.
It is.
Yeah.
Very essential.
So when is that? When is that workshop? You want to give us the details on that?
The details on that are that it's this Sunday, and it's going to be at Morningstar Theater. I think it's at 1:30 till 4.
1:30 to 4:30.
1:30 to 4:30. Oh, they made it longer. And yeah, it's going to be a blast. And what I'm going to be doing with everyone is just sharing this wonderful, wonderful process that we talk about in the Passion Test book called, funnily enough, The Passion Test. And it's this great process that in just a very short time, you can align yourself with those things which are most important to you, those passions which will lead you onto the path of your destiny.
And tickets are available at Timely Solutions, Curves, at home, or by calling 472-7148. Do you have to have tickets in advance, or can people show up?
They can just show up. And if you show up and we don't have enough handouts, well, you know, that's what you get. And still, if that's the only way you can get there, you can show up.
Yeah,
we're so happy that you'll be there. Sure.
Great, great. I know some people are pretty excited about getting this opportunity.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, tell us a little bit about how you came to write The Passion Test.
Oh, it's such a great story. Years ago, and I won't say how many years ago because I don't do time, I don't do time. I know, it's really true. No, I don't do time because of the age thing. I don't do time because I just don't think in terms of time. Anyway, I'm on cosmic time. So many years back, I was living in Palo Alto, California, and I was working in Silicon Valley, and I was working in a job that was a dead-end job. And many people listening probably know what that's like. No money, nothing was happening, nothing was clicking. I was just failing at it miserably. And every night I would go home to the local meditation center and I would meditate. And one particular night, after I crawled home from work in a very depressed mood, I was meditating at the meditation center, and I look up on the wall and I see this sign, and it says, "Yes to Success." Success Seminar in San Francisco, California. And I thought, that's it. That's a sign. That's what I need to do. I need something that's going to be like a state change, something that will put me into another space, because obviously I'm out of sync with where I need to be at. And so I called in sick. And I drove to San Francisco. And
now the truth comes out.
No, the truth always comes out. And I drove to San Francisco, and I sat down in the front row of this seminar, and there were only 7 people in this whole seminar. And I'm like,
whoa.
Oh, great, 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 great. I've lied. I I'm at the seminar and there's seven people. It's going to be a real good seminar. Yes, right? Anyway, and then this woman walks in, and many people in Fairfield know of her because she was well known in Fairfield for teaching this program called Yes to Success. And Deborah Poneman walks in, and within a matter of 3 minutes, she had all seven of us so fired up. We were like, yes, yes, yes. And she's talking about aligning with your destiny and the law of attraction and being in integrity with what you love the most. And within just a few minutes, I was just like, oh my God, that's it. This is what I want to do in my life. And I thought, this is what I want to do in my life. I want to be her. And then she went on and she started talking about, there was this survey that was done on the 100 most successful people in the United States. And what this survey showed was that all 100 people had one thing in common, and that one thing in common they had was they each knew what the five and were living the five most important aspects they felt they needed to have an ideal life. And when she said that, I was like, stopped in my tracks, and I went, oh my God, that's it. And she went on to talk about dressing for success and sitting for ideas and all these other things, and I'm stopped. My mind is just like, okay, let's see. Now, if I could figure out what my five most important aspects are to my ideal life, then I'll be able to be like those 100 most successful people in the United States. And it was in that moment, many, many years ago, that I birthed the Passion Test.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really wonderful. It was really a wonderful moment.
Now, did you go back to your job then?
Oh, no, you want to hear the rest of the story because
story
is so cool. The story is the most fun story. So then the whole weekend I'm thinking, I want to do what she's doing. I have to do what she's doing because what she's doing is what I'm supposed to do. And I was so crystal clear on that. And so I waited for the perfect moment all weekend. I was just like, okay, God, come on. Give me that moment with her so I can tell her I need her to be my mentor. Mm-hmm. And so at the end of the seminar, she looks at everybody and she says, well, can someone give me a ride to the airport? And my hand shot up and I felt it was going to fall, and my arm fall out of my socket because it went up so fast. And I said, I will. And she goes, okay, great. And so I take her to the airport and we're standing there. We're waiting for them to call her plane. And I'm a little bit like, oh God, I got to tell her. When am I going to tell her? And I'm waiting for that perfect moment. You know how that is. It has to be that perfect moment. And finally she turns to me and she says, so, what is it that you want to do in your life? And I said, what is it that I want to do? I said, well, I'm so glad you asked me, because if you don't hire me, you better move over, because I'm going to be your next competition. And she just like looks at me and her mouth drops open. And right then they called her plane. She gives me a hug, a wonderfully warm hug, and doesn't say a word and turns around and leaves. And I'm normally like, I would be shattered. My ego would have gone, oh my God, that was so awful. I blew it, you know, and all this chatter in my head. But instead I just went, she hasn't seen the last of me yet, because I was so strong. I was so empowered by knowing what it was that I wanted to do. And I'm driving back that night to the meditation center to meditate. And as I'm driving, I think, okay, I'm coming up with my plan. She's on her U.S. tour. I'm going to somehow show up in every one of her seminars, and I'm going to sit in the front row. She was going to D.C. She was going to Fairfield, Iowa. She was going to all of these different states. And so that was my plan. I'm just going to walk in. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to sit in the front row. I won't say a word. I won't tell her I'm coming. And by the end of her five places, she's going to have to hire me. So that night I go back to the meditation center, and I'm sitting there and I'm meditating. And when I come out of meditation, a friend of mine is sitting there, and she says, so, hi, Janet, what's new? And we hadn't seen each other for a while. I said, what's new? What's new? I said, what's not new? I said, my whole life has changed. And then I told her about my plan. And I said, the only disconnect is that I'm minus money. Because I hadn't been making any money as at my recruiting job. And I said, but it's okay. You know, I'm so clear about what I want to do that I just know somehow everything is going to happen right. Because Deborah said that everything happens when you just go for what it is you want to go for. And then we said goodbye. And the next night I'm meditating. And all of a sudden I feel this paper falling down on my head. And I open my eyes, and it's that same friend that I was with the night before telling about my plan, and she's dropping $100 bills on my head.
Oh my goodness.
And
now
she
that's
said,
a friend.
Merry Christmas, go live your dream. So did I? You better believe it. I flew to every one of those states. I walked in. I didn't say a word. I sat down in the front row. And at the fifth place, Deborah Poneman walks in and she goes, "All right already. You're hired." And it was so great. I mean, I'll just never forget it. It was so great. But the moral of the story is, and this is one of the things that I'm going to share in the workshop, is that when you're clear, what you choose to have show up in your life will, but only to the extent that you're clear. Was I clear? You better believe it. I knew exactly what it was that I chose to create in my life. And what we say is that when you're so crystal clear and you keep your attention on that which you choose to draw into your life, then synchronicity starts to occur. You become a passion magnet. And all those people, places, or things that you need in order to live your passionate life, that life that really has purpose and meaning, starts to show up magically. And that's what happened to me.
Wow, that is a great story.
Isn't that a great story?
It is.
Yeah, it is a fun story.
And your enthusiasm for it is obvious and contagious.
Yes, oh, yes, that's nice. Thank
that's
you.
Yeah.
So now that was a number of years ago. I know you don't
yeah.
get time, but I know when Deborah Poneman was doing those seminars was probably 15 years ago. Maybe
right.
More.
Well, it wasn't a while till.
Maybe more.
Yeah, it wasn't a while till I actually. You know, so I started figuring out the passion test, right? But I didn't do anything with it. I mean, I just started figuring it out. I was only figuring it out for me. And then I found myself working some time later at Books Are Fun. I was running the marketing division at Books Are Fun. And I had set up this author training program where famous authors would come and go to these book fairs. And one of the first people I called to do that was Mark Victor Hansen, who is one of the co-authors of the fabulously successful Chicken Soup for the Soul. And I called him up and I said, "Mark," I'd met him through my good friend Marcy Shimoff, who had co-written Chicken Soup for the Woman's Soul, Single Soul, Mother's Soul, and I always say everybody's soul. And so through Marcy, I'd met Mark, and I called Mark up and I said, "Mark, I'm doing this wonderful, wonderful program, an author signing program. Would you come to the pilot program? I'm going to travel to 10 different locations, and we'll put on these big deals for you at all these book fairs, and we'll have thousands of people buy your books." And he said, "Yes." And I said, "Great, fabulous." So we went around together, and by the time we were through, we were sitting down one night at dinner, and he said, "I really want you to work with me. I really want you to work with me, and I really want to work with you, too." And I was just so excited about the possibility. And, of course, as nature will have it, we both set that intention. And then it was about a year later he gave me the opportunity. He said he'd flown me into Newport Beach. He and Robert Allen had just become partners. Robert Allen's the best-selling author of Nothing Down. Mm. And they were co-writing together The One-Minute Millionaire. And they did the most amazing thing. They flew in 40 of what they thought were the top marketing minds around the world to Newport Beach, California. It cost them, about $37,000 to bring all these amazing people in. And there were, Jay Abraham was there, and Melanie Griffith was there because she was working for a big company at that time that had to do with all of this stuff on marketing. And there were many, Joe Piscopo, and just amazing people. Brian Tracy was there, and I was there. And I was so like, "Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm here." I was like, "I'm just this little marketing person." And actually, I'm a telemarketing person, but I didn't tell them that. And anyway, so we have this. We walk into this room. They mic us all. They have us sign these forms that say we sign our, you know, everything that goes on in this room. And they had us filmed. And they would have each one of the people in the room come up, stand in the middle of the room, and they had emailed us earlier, and they said, "Here's what we want to brainstorm on. If your loved one's life depended on it, how would you pre-sell 1 million books?" And so they had all of these experts get up, and Gary Halbert, I mean, just the top marketing mind, you know, guru in all of the United States, right? And he gets up, and I get up, and everybody gets up, and we give it all we can because everybody's listening, and we want it to look good, right? And it was so funny because they filmed that. And at the end of the whole program, at the end of the day, Mark Victor Hansen and Robert Allen walk up to me, and they say, "We want you to be our partner." And they said, we're going to email you 10 different projects. You choose which project that you'd like to do. And so the one project that I chose was to co-create with them what is known as the Enlightened Millionaire Program. And by the way, the enlightened part came from Chris Atwood and I sitting in Fairfield and me having the light go on in my head, downloading that information that it, they had had the program called the Millionaire Eagles. Mm-hmm. And I went, no, 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 that doesn't hit it. Enlightened Millionaire, that hits it. Now you see enlightened this, enlightened that. Harv Eker has enlightened wealth, right? And it fits, doesn't it, that it came, that came from Fairfield, Iowa, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the enlightened
part. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, so I worked with them, and at one point in time, we were at a seminar. We had 1,000 people, and they said, Janet. I said, yes. They said, we need someone to present something. I said, really? They said, and it's going to be you, right? You know, most people, like, they start out with 10 people, 15 people at their seminars. I get to go in front of, you know, 1,000. I'd given the passion test to about 15 people that worked with me in the Enlightened Millionaire office. That was it.
Wow. But you've had some background as a public speaker.
I was a TM teacher. Okay. What better background do you need, right? I had gone all over the state of Iowa and all over California teaching TM, and I taught in England as well. And that was, but it was in that moment when I got up in front of the 1,000 people that the whole passion test program really and the passion test knowledge came together. And I saw with all those people and the lights go on that, wow, I really have something here. This isn't just for me. This is to be shared. Isn't that fun?
That's wonderful.
I love how the universe organizes, right? It's just so beautiful.
So how many times have you given the workshop, given the seminar?
I would say, if not, probably 1,000.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, all over the world. I gave it to at the International Conference on Yoga in Rishikesh, India. And they had all these saints and all of these yoga masters there. And then they invited me to come give the passion test. And, you know, so I've given it all over Europe, Canada, at T. Harv Eker's programs, at Jack Canfield programs, and Mark Victor Hansen programs.
So. Now, did the actual text of the book come before you started giving the workshops, or did it come out of the workshops?
No, it came out of the workshops. Workshops because it was such an interesting thing because the first part came, as you know, when I was sitting in Deborah Poneman's Yes to Success program in San Francisco. And then the next part came when I was teaching or facilitating the program with Mark Victor Hansen. And then another part of the book came when I was in India and I visited Pankaj Naram, this famous Ayurvedic physician who's a friend of mine. And I realized, oh, what his master did for him, I'm going to do for everyone else because he showed me something that I thought, I should integrate this, and it's now called Markers. And that's a whole story unto itself. But each part of the book had its moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened was it wasn't until about 3 years ago where I sat down with the book. I'd written the ebook already. And I sat down with it and I went, what am I most passionate about right now? Because you take the passion test over and over again. To the extent that you know who you are, you're aligned with what you're most passionate about. And do your passions change?
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. As you fulfill them or as you see that, oh, whoops, I'm entertaining something else. That's not what I'm passionate about. So I sat down and I went, okay, Janet, if you could, you're the acid test. If you could do, have, be anything, what would that be? If you could do anything in the world, what would that be? And I thought, well, what I'd really love to do is I'd love to go to India and I'd love to interview the enlightened. I didn't have an opportunity. Maharishi's my master, but I didn't have that opportunity. And I remembered from my time with him, I traveled with him for about a year and a half when in the 70s, that was such a lovely time for me. I thought, God, I want to have that. I want to sit with that. I want to sit in that energy again. I want to ask questions that I never got to ask because I was too paranoid to ask. Now I'm more gutsy, right? And so I just said, what I'd love to do more than anything is I'd love to go to India and interview the enlightened. And so I did. I spent 2.5 years going back and forth and back and forth, and I've interviewed over 60 gurus and saints from both India and Nepal. And it was after I had done all of that that I finally sat down, planted myself, and I said, Janet, you have a book. Write it. And I invited Chris Atwood, who is my business partner, my best friend, one of my best friends.
What?
And my ex-husband. Everybody loves that one. My very ex-husband and one of my very best friends in the whole world. I have 100 best friends, so it's, you know, but Chris is really just so wonderful. And I said, Chris, I need your help. So please write this book with me. And that's how it got, that's how it happened.
Now, when you say you had already written the ebook, mm-hmm. what does that mean? What is an ebook?
Oh, an
exactly?
ebook is a book that we put out on the internet, right? Mm-hmm. And we have a company called Enlightened Alliances, where we work with famous authors like Jack Canfield, like Harv Eker, Byron Katie, and we create alliances. If they need something, we find it. And so we decided, I decided I'm going to write this book, and then we'll put it out through all our alliance partners and get it out to, I think we got it out to thousands, about 7,000 people. I don't know numbers either. I don't do time. I don't do numbers. And so if you read that it's something different, it's not my fault. It's my number thing. Anyway, so we put that out first. And that I had written myself. And I knew I needed Chris to write the hardcover because he's really very left brain, and it needed more left brain in it. I'm very right brain. The stories are mine. And when you see the exercises, that's Chris. Getting it so that people can do the exercise from the book.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Yeah, and he's so brilliant. So it was wonderful. It was just, I believe in team. Together, everyone achieves miracles, and that's what I felt Chris and I did together.
That's wonderful. You're listening to Writers' Voices with Monica and Carolyn on KRUU LP 100.1 FM, and our guest today is Janet Bray Atwood discussing her book, The Passion Test.
Okay, I'm going to ask you now. Early on in your book, you say, and this seems like such common sense, but we all fail to do this, that which you put your attention on grows stronger in your life. So if you're obsessing about something that's bothering you, that's bad in your life, that's going to grow more strong.
Well, what do you think, Carolyn?
Well, yeah, but, you know, we do it all the time.
Let me give you a good example about this. I was in, about 2 months ago, I was in Miami, and I was giving the passion test. I was brought in by this wonderful organization called Women's Alliance, and they brought me in to give the passion test to 200 homeless women and in transition, and that means that they were off the streets, and they were trying to get a life, mm-hmm. right, that would really be worthy of them. And I said, let me ask you something. Do you ever think, I don't have enough money? Do you ever think, I don't have a place to live? Do you ever think, I don't have any food? I said, and do you ever do that over and over and over and over again? They all started laughing, and they were shaking their heads. Yes,
course,
yes, yes.
Yeah.
I said,
of course.
What you put your attention on grows stronger in your life. So if you're always attentioning what isn't working in your life, what are you going to create? What isn't working? What everyone needs to get is how powerful each and every one of us are. And if you want to see how powerful are, look at your life. And your life is just a mirror of what it is that you're putting your attention on constantly in every single moment of the day. And what's so wonderful is that you are the co-creator of your universe. And the good news is, the minute you decide you are going to put your attention on all the good things, what's working, what you love, what you care, what you choose to create in your life, you become that passionate magnet. And you start drawing all those things to you. And the good news is, you don't have to know you don't have to know how everything is going to work out. And that's what most people get all freaked out about. They think, oh yeah, right, I'm going to write down that I want to be this. And what I say is, you're not responsible for the how. That's God or the creator or higher power, however you want to look at it. Whatever it is, the magic that happens in our life, I go for God. He works for me. You do what you can have who you have.
He
works for you. Good. Okay, so, and what the passion test is so wonderful, what it does is it shows you the what. It shows you how to find out what is your what. And when I say what is it that you love? What turns you on? What are you good at? The universe and God, He's so benevolent, right? If we're in the wrong place, have you ever felt like you weren't in the wrong place in your life, either of you, Monica or Caroline? Right, and you get kicked, don't you? You get kicked right in the you-know-what-see to get you put in the right place. So you lose your job like I almost did at the recruiting place, right? Or you lose all your money, or something happens to you, right, to smack you into awareness of, oh, I'm going down the wrong way. And see, if you see it that way, you can see that God is good, God is everything, and there are no mistakes in the universe. I love what Byron Katie, she's one of my mentors, says. God is good, God is everything, there are no mistakes in the universe, and at every moment is a gift. So if we're not in alignment with what our true gifts are, if we're not really out there living a passionate life, what we'll find is we're going to feel a little pain. But that pain is good pain. That pain is there to wake you up. That pain is there to say, you can have it all. You are powerful. What do you choose to put your attention on? Use the law of attraction. Keep your attention on what it is you choose to create. And don't waste your time. Be like a samurai. Just focus your energy. Focus all of that wonderful power that you have on what it is that's most important to you. And then what you find is you will draw those things to you. All these people I mentor, Chris and I also are co-founders of Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise, an online magazine, the number one largest transformational magazine in the world. And twice a month we interview famous people, Byron Katie, Neil Donald Walsh, you name it, Yehuda Berg from the Kabbalah Center, who was it? Willie Nelson, right? And the list goes on, and it's called the Passion Series. It's based on my book. And it's been my school. It's been my college. And what I find is that they're no different from everybody else. But what they know is that they know that the law of attraction works. They know that whatever it is they put their attention on, they will draw to them. They all know it across the board, and they all say it in different ways. So for everyone who's listening, watch and just listen to those subtle thoughts that you have. When you pass by a mirror, are you saying, oh, you fat thing? Oh, you're so ugly? Or why don't you get with it? Right? Listen to those inner voices that you have. And then when you hear them say that, go cancel, like Deborah Poneman taught me years and years ago. And then replace it with, what is it that you really know to be true about yourself? What is the truth about yourself, which is you're divine? You have it all. You are powerful beyond measure. And you can create whatever it is you choose to create in life.
You know, I think a lot of people feel like they receive a lot of negative messages in their childhood, and they have to overcome that to have those positive thoughts. And I just want to thank my mother for not ever having done that to me.
And doesn't that so show? It's so beautiful. And as I walked in here today, I went, oh gosh, Monica's so lucky to have Caroline, and Caroline's so lucky to have Monica.
That's for sure.
It is so. Yeah, and you know, I just got back from Miami last week, and I was speaking to youth and lockdown detention centers, giving the passion test, and they were separated. They had to separate them in this room, the Crips, the Bloods, these are gangs, and the repeat offenders. And one of the things that I said to them, while I was driving down the street before I walked into that room, I called my good friend, Reverend Michael Beckwith, who is the founder of Agape International and one of the stars of this wonderful movie, The Secret, that's out right now, all about the law of attraction. And I said, Michael, I've never talked to youth in detention centers. I really know there's a message for them. Can you help me out here? And he said, absolutely. And he said, Janet, just tell them this. Just say, at one point in time, when you were little, you knew what your dream was. And then someone, either your parent or your teacher or your counselor or somebody said to you, you're not good enough. Or you aren't worthy. Or you can't do it. And you believed in it. You bought into that. And now it's time, and for everyone listening, if you're one of those, now it's time to reclaim your power. What was it that was the original thought of who you were? Because that's who you were. You just bought into that lie. And that's what I said to these repeat offenders. That's what I said to these Crips and the Bloods. And it was so amazing because they, in that moment when I started speaking to them, and I told them, you know, you are so powerful. Look at you. You got yourself here. These are your thoughts. You got yourself here. This was just your way of showing up. Now you can change it. Is this what you choose to create? And they got it, just as the homeless women did it. And here, I just want to share with you, I'm running a program now for homeless women called the Empowered Women Series with Byron Katie, Marcy Shimoff, the star of The Secret, Lisa Nichols, the star of The Secret, Lynn Twist from Soul of Money, all these incredible, incredible women. And every month now in Miami, we play these DVDs, these CDs that we've made on how to transform your life. And we just, from my program in Miami with the youth and detention centers, got the okay to run a whole program throughout the state of Miami for the kids in detention centers. Is that great?
Fantastic.
It's so anybody great. Needs empowerment.
Oh, yeah. They were just one big ball of low self-esteem. That's all it was. Low self-esteem. Yeah. They need someone just to remind them who they are.
And somewhere along the way, everyone has had someone who saw potential in them, someone
right.
who encouraged them. But that gets forgotten sometimes with all the among all the negative messages. So focus on that. Remember who it is in your past that did encourage you, that did see something in you.
Absolutely, and that was one of the reasons why I wrote The Passion Test, and we're now rewriting it. Chris and I, our book just got bought by Viking Publishing, and that's Bantam Books. And our book is going to be their lead book that comes out in November. As you know, The Passion Test was a national bestseller on Barnes & Noble and Amazon. We did that in 2 hours. We self-published that. And through our alliance partners' relationships, we became number one in 2 hours. And then now we've just had this wonderful gift of being purchased by this great publisher. And I'll tell you, in the rewrite of the second half, because I wanted to even amp the knowledge up more because we've had more experience, I talked about how in my own life when I was a child, I came from a broken home. My mother was an alcoholic. I was sexually abused. I was a drug addict. I rode with the Hells Angels. I lived with the president.
You had amazing life.
Oakland Hells Angels. I mean, I had all of this trauma. I knew that's why I wanted to talk to the women and the homeless women. That's why I wanted to talk to youth and detention centers, because I knew what they'd been through.
Yeah.
And if we can all know what we've been through and look at it and just say, okay, our parents did that to us or whoever did that to us, drop the story and now say, I am the one who can transform my life. And just do it. Just do it. That's your inner homework. And I say inner homework.
Oh, very cute.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to depend on somebody else. Well, they always say nobody else can make you happy.
That's right.
And
no
that's
one can.
True.
And that's the only thing that there is. And you know, I love the secret to being happy. That is, if you want happiness, give happiness.
Yes.
If you have a big problem with yourself, go take care of someone that has a bigger problem.
There's always somebody out there.
Oh, there absolutely is. And the minute you do that, you find that, you know, my problem's not so big, and your heart gets filled with love, and you're giving, and what else is there? That's, you know, I'll tell you, the Passion Test, just what it does is it aligns people with their destiny, and what all of our destiny is in some way, shape, and form is to be givers and uplifting humanity in mm-hmm. some way, shape, or form.
It is much more fun in life to be kind than to be mean.
Yes. I love what Byron Katie says, again, one of my great mentors. She says, it's not what people do to me that hurts, it's what I do to myself that it's not what people do to me that hurts, it's what I do to others that hurt.
Mm-hmm. It never hurts to be kind.
You know, I think most great religious and spiritual traditions actually do teach about focusing on the positive, because they approach it from a somewhat different angle, which is the encouragement to be grateful to God for whatever you have. And of course the story of Job in the Bible is a prime example of that. And so you're really following in a very long tradition, but giving a different perspective, a more personal perspective on it, I think.
Well, yeah, and Monica, you know, you think about it, right? I mean, the Creator, God, is just, he's just like mother with chocolate chip cookies. You know, when mom, and this probably, you can relate to this with Caroline, when Caroline would make chocolate chip cookies for you, did you ever make her cookies?
Last night.
Okay. And when Monica says, Mom, those cookies are so good, you go, oh, honey, here's some more. Well, the Creator, God is just like that. He's just like that. If you go, oh, great, thanks a lot for my life. Thanks a lot for what you've given to me. You know, this sucks, right? When you do that, it's just like, boy, you find your good starts being lessened, right? But yet, when you're thankful, thankfulness builds on thankfulness, right? It's just like mother when Monica goes to Caroline and she goes, Mom, those cookies were so good. Mother goes, honey, here, have them all. Because maybe not all, a little bit too much sugar, but you know, it does. It instills in you that desire to keep making and giving more, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just how the universe is. And for everyone, what I do, I love this little exercise of when I go to bed at night, just laying in bed and I'm just laying there, I just start counting my blessings and thanking God for every moment in my life and thanking Him so much for every single thing that He's given to me. And then when I wake up in the morning, just laying there before I jump out of bed and do everything else and meditate and all my other everything, I just start saying thank you for my wonderful roommates, and thank you for my beautiful home, and thank you for the fact that I have such a passionate life and all the love and everything. And what I see, the more I do that, the more good just seems to come to me. And I think that when a person is always grumbling about how their life is and what they don't have, it's like stepping on their own hose of their good. And they just like shut off that, yeah, that source and supply. That's exactly what it's like.
So Janet, with everything, all these different projects you have going, how in the world did you have time to write the book?
Well, I say it was downloaded. You know, I don't ask me. It just seemed to happen. What you put your attention on grows stronger in your life. And when you're, one of the things we say in the book, whenever you're faced with a choice, a decision, or an opportunity, choose in favor of what you're most passionate about, because in every moment there's a choice, right? And yeah, there are lots of things going on in my life. And yet, if you notice, they are all connected to one thing, and that is sharing my desire to spread the knowledge about how to align with what is most important to you, with how to align with your destiny. And that's through the passion test. And because the passion test is was at that time to write it a top priority, a top passion, I just took that time to do it along with Chris. And that's how. Just chose in favor of what I was most passionate about at that time.
Now, working with Viking, I'm assuming you've got deadlines to deal with.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, our book is we have to be done by Tuesday.
Goodness.
Everyone listening, take a second. And intention, because intention is really important, intention that you see this book just being sent to Viking, and it's just totally done, and it's their number one New York Times bestseller, because it's just a fun book.
Explain attention, intention, attention, and
no tension. All right. Intention, attention, no tension. Actually, I really go with Indian astrology. I love to use that practice. And one of my dear friends, Bill Levesey, is an Indian astrologer on the side. He's also an engineer. And I was talking to him one day, and he just happened to say, well, Janet, you know what that is? That's intention, attention, no tension. And I went, that's a what? That's what? And he said, intention. Intention means to get clear on what it is that you choose to create in your life. And that's what the passion test book does so effortlessly for everyone, because there's all these different exercises that align you with what you are all about, what you most care about, in a really concise, systematic way. And then, so first, intention, clarify what you care most about, right? What you're most passionate about. What are your passions? Attention, take your incredible, powerful energy that you have and focus it on what it is that you choose to create in your life. No tension is that you let go, let God, go inside, step back, take the time, trust that the universe will organize perfectly everything that needs to happen for you. Get out of your way.
Well, we're speaking today with Janet Atwood on Writer's Voices, and Janet's doing a workshop. We want to mention that again for people who just tuned in. On Sunday at Morningstar Studio, 1:30 to 4:30. This workshop is a fundraiser for the Crisis Center.
It's a fundraiser. That's right. It's just going to be we're going to raise that roof. We're going to have a lot of fun, and it's going to be an opportunity for everyone to just align with their passions. And I promise you, this is going to be a really, really a magical experience for anyone that walks into that room.
Now, is this women only, or?
Yep, it's women only, and if men slip in, well, you know, I'm not in charge. I don't mind. Everyone's invited, as far as I'm concerned.
Pull out your wigs and your... You've given the workshop to groups of women and probably to mixed groups and to groups of men. Is there any difference...
In the way they respond.
Let me tell you something very interesting. I also have a program called the Passion Test Certification Program. I just came back from there day before yesterday, where we are now training people who are just so passionate about turning the passion statistics upside down. There's been this Harris Poll survey that found that only 20% of working Americans are passionate in love on, in, turned on about what they do, and 80%.
I believe that.
Yeah, and I bet the statistics are not even that positive. So, yeah. I, I just came back from our certification program in Chicago where we had about 50 people come and learn how to go out and give the passion test just like I do. This is what everyone's going to go see.
Whoa.
And we also did it in San Diego. We now have over, or San Francisco, we now have over 100 passion test facilitators from around the world. We're also giving one in Miami, also a passion test certification in San Diego, and we're also giving one in Hawaii in the near future. And what I found every single time is there a difference between men and women? I'll tell you right now there is. Women are 90% of our audience. It's our time. It seems to be our time. Women are really waking up to their power, and they know that one of the things about being powerful is knowing what it is that they're all about, and that's what the passion test does so well. Are the men as positive and about as into it? Absolutely. And are they showing up in all of the seminars that I speak all over the United States that are probably, and they're not just seminars that I do. I speak at other seminars. I'm speaking in Amsterdam, and I speak across the country with many other top name speakers. And the men are always the least in the room. It's 80%, at least 80% women. Isn't that so interesting?
Now, how about ages? Ages of people?
I would say anywhere from 25 on up, and I would say 40 is probably the average age. At my certification program, I just graduated my youngest one, and she was 8 years old. My passion test certified instructor, my first one, my junior. Wonderful little girl named Nicole who sat there totally involved for 3 days, 8 years old. That's how much fun the passion test is.
Well, I was thinking about how useful this can be for teenagers and, mm-hmm. and people in their early 20s when they're trying to decide what to study. You know, my children just went through that, picking a major in college and so forth. And to be honest, I think they tended to pick things they thought they were going to be able to make a good living at rather than necessarily what they're passionate about.
Well, and didn't you? Didn't I? I mean, when I was 18, I looked in the newspaper and I was like, okay, how much money can I make there? It wasn't even a thought of, do I love it? Can I do it? Do I have the skills? And I love that you mentioned teens because that's one of my passions too. I have this group of kids from Toronto that when I was in Toronto, they called me up. I was giving a program there and they said, can we take you out to dinner? There's five of us and we have something exciting to tell you about. And I said, yeah. I went and had dinner with them. They said, we're going to cycle from L.A. to New York in June. We're going to be going to all of these kids' places, you know, wonderful YMCA clubs, everything like that. And we want to give your passion test book out to all of these kids. And we want to share with them this knowledge. And I said, let's plus it in another way. Let's plus this up. And so now what they're going to be doing, they've been certified as passion test instructors. They're going to be cycling across the U.S., super camps, which is known all over the world for accelerated learning skills is one of the sponsors of this event, as is my company, Enlightened Alliances, another company called Mortar Health. And these kids are going to be going not only to the YMCA and youth clubs, but also to they're going to be talking to kids in detention centers. And I am so excited about this and also writing the passion test for teens.
Oh, cool.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Yeah, because young kids love this knowledge. Gosh, don't you wish we had it?
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed.
Huh? Yeah.
So, Janet, we usually have our authors read an excerpt from the book. Would you be interested in doing that?
Sure. Did you choose something or?
No, we'll let you choose something.
Okay, let's see.
So while she's looking for that, we'll remind you who we are and who we're speaking to today. You're listening to Writers' Voices with Monica and Carolyn. I'm Monica Hadley and Carolyn Kilborn are your hosts, and we're speaking with Janet Bray Atwood.
And mention about the workshop again.
Yes, she is giving the Passion Test workshop at a very reduced fee. I'd like to add that this is a very reduced fee as a fundraiser for the Ottumwa Crisis Center and Women's Shelter this Sunday, April 29th, 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. at Morningstar Studio. Tickets available at Timely Solutions, Curves for Women, or at home. And please think about attending that workshop. This is for women only at this point.
Now, do I have enough time to read five pages?
Yes.
Is that 12?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so chapter 3, Taking the Passion Test. God has given each of us our marching orders. Our purpose here on earth is to find those orders and carry them out. Those orders acknowledge our special gifts, Soren Kierkegaard. It was 2003. We had formed Enlightened Alliances and enjoyed some great successes. Liz and Rick Thompson had approached us with the idea of partnering to create Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise, the magazine we now run together. Chris was working on what eventually became our book, From Sad to Glad, clarifying the seven-step expansion process, which has allowed us to remain best friends and business partners. Janet felt it was now time to once again clarify her passions. She had taken the passion test many times before, but this time was different. Something was stirring inside, which she knew was going to have a profound effect on her life. Turn page. As she made her list of the things which are most deeply important to her, the things she will do, be, or have when her life is ideal, she realized she had more clarity about these things than ever before. One item on the list jumped out at her, spending time with the enlightened. It was as if this short phrase was a spark which ignited an insatiable fire inside of her. Even as she felt deeply drawn to this idea, she thought, how in the world will I ever do that? After all, those who are most revered for their wisdom and enlightenment are either surrounded by huge organizations with lots of people protecting them, or hidden away in caves high in the Himalayas or dense forests. She knew she wanted to begin by traveling to India because she had already met some enlightened masters there, but beyond that, she had no clue how her passion could possibly get fulfilled. Before we tell you how Janet's passion for spending time with the enlightened was realized and continues to be, you need to take the passion test yourself. Just remember for now, you don't need to figure out how any of the things you put on your list of passions will be realized. We'll help you with that once you get your real passions down on paper. In giving people the passion test, we have found the biggest challenge most people have is getting out of their own way. What we mean by this is that when most people first take the test, they start to write a passion, and if they can't immediately see how they can practically manifest it, they erase it, especially the real big ones, and put something down that they can put their arms around. In other words, they play it safe. For example, maybe you dream of being a multimillionaire. Now, from your present income level, that may seem totally unrealistic. So instead of writing your passion as being a multimillionaire, you play it safe and put getting a raise. We can hear your thoughts now, but I don't have any idea how I'm going to become a multimillionaire. Trust us, it doesn't matter. Write it down. Janet didn't have a clue how she'd be able to spend time with enlightened masters when she wrote down, spend time with the enlightened. Yet you'll see as her story unfolds, the result was much better than anything she could have ever dreamed up. Once your intention is clear, attention is the next step. If you think your passion is becoming a multimillionaire and you don't have any inclination to put your attention on making money and creating wealth, then your mind is playing games with you, telling you this is your passion, when in fact, it just wants to be safe from bills, responsibilities, and discomfort. Such mind games never lead to fulfillment. Passions arise from the heart. When you are truly passionate about something, you don't have to try hard to put attention on it. It's fun, it's engaging, it's exciting. When challenges arise, they can't deter you. They may slow you down for a little while, but they can't stop you. Let's come back to this idea of playing it safe. Have you ever noticed people who play it safe aren't at all enthusiastic, energetic, full of passion, on fire, and excited about their life as your friends who dance around on the edge and totally go for their dreams? Think about someone you know who always chooses a safe route. When looking for a job, they'll take the lower salary with health insurance, retirement benefits, and paid vacation with an established company, rather than take the risk in a startup which may pay more, offer stock options, and have a more family-like environment. Those people don't hike too close to the edge of the cliff, don't jump off the high dive, don't travel to areas where they might encounter some awful disease. They don't live where they'd love to because it costs too much. Don't fly in small planes. Don't drive at high speed. Don't sail across the ocean. Don't do anything that might be dangerous, risky, or scary. Are those the kind of people you want to be like? On the other hand, what's it like to be someone who goes for the gusto in every moment? What does it feel like to be someone who is doing whatever it takes to live your dream, who is willing to face any challenge, jump through any hoops, go anywhere you have to, in pursuit of your heart's dearest desires? Don't get us wrong here. We're not going to tell you to jump off the mountain until you're ready. But we do want to impress upon you the importance of thinking of your ideal life, not your possible life. There is a secret to sorting out the how of your dreams, which we will share with you a little later. The secret is revealed in the story of Janet's trip to India, and that trip would never have happened if she hadn't first given herself permission to be open to all possibilities as she clarified the what. So right now, please trust us. Don't censor your passion test. To make sure you're going to set free those big passions that so far might not yet have come out, Janet will share with you an example of the passions from a list of a friend of hers who has no problem thinking big. A couple of years ago, Chris and I were speaking at T. Harv Eker's Wealth and Wisdom Seminar in Vancouver. My great friend and associate, Jack Canfield of Chicken Soup for the Soul fame, was also a featured presenter. At the time, I was writing my ebook, The Passion Test, Discovering Your Personal Secrets to Living a Life on Fire. I wanted to take Jack through the test so I could have it in my book. I rang Jack up in his hotel room the morning he was leaving for California and asked if I could meet with him before he left to give him the passion test. Jack said the timing just wouldn't work because he was on his way to the airport and his taxi was waiting. No problem, I said. Can I come along and give you the test on the way? I can still hear Jack chuckling through the phone as he said, "You're a crazy redhead. Okay, meet you downstairs." On the way to the airport, I explained to Jack how the passion test worked, and in about 1 minute, he had shot out 15 of his greatest passions. Talk about knowing who you are and what you love. I wasn't surprised. With over 100 million Chicken Soup for the Soul books sold worldwide, obviously the guy knows where he wants to go, and he definitely doesn't have a problem thinking big enough. Here's Jack's initial list of passions: being of service to massive numbers of people, having an international impact, enjoying celebrity status, being part of a dynamic team, having a leadership role, helping people live their vision, speaking to large groups, having an impact through television, being a multimillionaire, having world-class quarters and support team, having lots of free time to be, studying with spiritual masters regularly, being part of a spiritual leaders network, creating a core group of ongoing trainers who feel identified with this organization, and having fun, fun, and fun. And here's what Jack's results looked like after I walked him through the elimination process. Helping people live their vision was number one. Number two, being part of a dynamic team. Number three, being of service to massive numbers of people. Four, having an international impact. And five, creating a core group of ongoing trainers who feel identified with his organization. Just like those very successful people in the study which inspired the passion test, after going through the test, Jack told me all five of his passions were already completely actualized in his life. But one thing surprised Jack. Passion number 13, being part of a spiritual leaders network, was number 6 after the elimination process. Although it was very important to him, this passion was nowhere in Jack's life yet. As we said goodbye, he told me he was going to get started on that one right away. Sidebar. Today, Chris and I are pleased to be founding members of Jack's Transformational Leadership Council, a growing group of over 60 speakers, authors, and trainers from around the world formed by Jack. He created this group not long after he took the passion test and saw that being part of such a network was important to him. Okay, I'm obviously proud of my little test for being part of the birthing of one of Jack's dreams. Enough said.
Oh, that's a great story.
Isn't that too a great story?
Talk about feedback.
Yeah. And, you know, since then, Jack, when our book went to number one, all these people put testimonials on Amazon. And we didn't ask Jack to put a testimonial. And as I was reading them that day, as the book was being launched, I go up and there's a testimonial from Jack, and what it said was, "I was surprised to find after taking the passion test, now here I am an author, I'm a speaker, I travel the world, I do this for a living, I teach this knowledge for a living, and after taking Janet's passion test, I found that I wasn't living to the extent that I could one of the most important things, passions that were in my life, and that was spending more time with my family. And now I can say that after taking the passion test, it has changed the way I have lived my life this year."
Wow.
Jack Canfield, Chicken Soup for the Soul. So for everyone, it's for everyone. And even if you think, oh, I know my passions, come and take it. Because if you know them, someone, I can promise you, is in that 80% bracket of those people who aren't living their passionate life.
So, Janet, is there a big difference between doing the passion test in a workshop environment and buying the book and doing it on your own?
Oh, yeah, because you've got me. And me will get in your face about, you know, being honest about what you really want to do. No. Well, you know, I, as I said earlier, team, together everyone achieves miracles. And when you get a large group of people together and they're all taking the passion test together, it just becomes a really enthusiastic, energetic, fire lit, you know, it just all fires
motivation.
Turning, going. Everybody just gets so excited. Yeah.
Well, we're almost out of time, but one thing, when you were reading, you mentioned an earlier book. I didn't realize that you had written and published another book. Are there more? Too,
No. That's that book is called From Sad to Glad, and that book, by the way, was co-written with your very own Jimmy Moore, who runs.
Oh,
isn't he the manager of KRUU?
Yes.
Yeah,
oh
Jimmy Moore wrote
Not only
it,
that,
and
but
it's
he's
a,
up next.
It's an e-book and a wonderful, wonderful book and a wonderful, wonderful. Artist George Foster from Fairfield, Iowa, and all four of us got together and we created this wonderful ebook called "From Sad to Glad."
Now, where would you find that if you wanted to find that?
Well,
book?
That book you can find by going to www.thepassiontest.com, and you'll find it on our website, and you can order it at www.thepassiontest.com, as well as the book The Passion Test.
Right, and in town, The Passion Test is also available at
Revelations. Revelations and what's that wonderful bookstore?
21st Century
Bookstore. Yes,
great.
Yeah.
They do, both of them do a wonderful job
at
outlet for local authors, as well as, of course,
incredible what
too.
They've done, isn't
yes,
it? What a
yes.
beautiful, great restaurant, and what a beautiful, great, wonderful bookstore. Oh, I'm so proud of both of them. Revelations, that's where I hang out and have my lunches. And I buy. And everyone who's listening to this, if you're in Fairfield, get your books from both of those places. Support the local, you know, our local people.
Yeah,
that's what we need to do.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. We're so fortunate. I live in Mount Pleasant now, but I lived in Fairfield for several years. But it's amazing the talent and the energy and
the creativity.
Oh my!
I love it.
Oh my!
Isn't it? When I go out of Fairfield, I like to say, "Do you know that Fairfield has over 6 Chicken Soup for the Soul authors? And do you know that Gore-Tex was here?" And I mean, you know, it goes on and on and on. There's so many, and I know it's because of the domes and meditating, and you know, just all of these things, and all of us coming together and sharing what this whole community does, meditators or non-meditators. Is we all share all this creativity together, and you can see that it's working, right?
It is.
Fairfield is a beautiful home for everyone.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today,
Jen. Thank you.
It's been a great pleasure.
Oh, thank you so much.
Good luck with your workshop on Sunday. You don't need luck, I know, but
luck is what happens when preparedness meets with opportunity.
Thank you both so much.
It's wonderful to sit with you, and thank you for the great work that you're doing for this community and the rest of the world. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. And we will close today with a quote from my mother.
Well, I got this quote before I even met Janet, but the quote is, "Encouragement is oxygen to the soul."
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Great to meet you.
Great to meet you. Big hug to you.
Yes. Huh? And see you all next week on Writer's Voices.
Writer's Voices is hosted, produced, and engineered by Monica Hadley, Caroline Kilborn, and Shemaine Montana. Archives available at KRUUFM.com and WritersVoices.com. Writers' Voices is a production of KRUULP 100.1 FM, broadcasting from the Cultural District in Fairfield, Iowa.